Our guest today on the program is Dr. David Halley. He is going to be talking about the X10. It is for people who have had knee replacement and need proper therapy to get things going. You get some in the hospital before you leave, and I believe, as far as I know, that this equipment will help you once you get home to make sure you continue on and get your joint working as well as it can. Thanks for being with us, Dr. Halley.
Well, thank you very much.
What basically?
I'd like to tell your audience that I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I now live on a farm in Ashland, Ohio, and raise buckeye trees. But today I'm wearing my maize and blue tie, and I'm looking forward to the game in November, because you won your first game convincingly last week, and we know that you're going to improve each week, so it should be a very good game in November. And I think we're going back to the days of Bo and Woody Hayes.
Okay.
But the reason we want to talk with you now has to do with what happens to your knee after you have your knee replacement.
And people are doing this more and more often now. We're wearing joints out more and more today because we live longer, and this is becoming more prevalent.
Absolutely. But the problem is we've had great advances in surgical technique as well as in designs of the implants. But really up until now, until the X10, there hasn't been any revolutionary advances in the rehabilitation of the knee.
And it's important to get that knee moving.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's important to get that knee moving once you've had the surgery, because things will freeze up and lock up on you, and you're no better off.
Absolutely. You have to start within 2 to 3 days. The main reason a lot of people can't do that is because pain is your enemy. But with the X10 and the way it works, the patient controls the X10, and you always work just below your pain level, and so you get your motion, and you get it quickly, and you get it without much discomfort. And we have 1,200 people who have used this machine, and the results speak for themselves.
Now, you're going to be here locally demonstrating and having a breakfast, I understand.
Yes, we're going to be in Bad Axe on Monday, September 28th at 9 a.m. at the Verona Hills Country Club, and breakfast will be free, and then people can come and see the X10 machine. They can learn more about how it works, how it can build strength at the same time as improving your motion. If you have a bad knee yourself, or you have a friend that has a bad knee, or just anybody can come and learn about this new device, the X10, that is used to help get your motion back after surgery quickly.
You need to know about this, though, before the surgery, so you can have it in place when you get home, right?
Yes, what we do is, in some cases, we actually teach them how to use the machine before they have the surgery, and then it is delivered to the home on the second day after surgery, and we have instructors or coaches who help and get you going, but it's a very easy unit to use, and the patients catch on very quickly as how to use it, and they use it 3 times a day in their home for 30 minutes, and they can ice their knee, put ice in their knee afterwards. But when you think about it, you're getting 3 30-minute treatments. It's like having a therapist in your home with you in one day rather than maybe taking physical therapy 3 times a week outside.
And is this something you can do yourself, or are you going to need someone to help you get into it once you've had the knee surgery? Do you need to have a caretaker?
Oh, no, you can get in this yourself, and you turn it on yourself, you run it, and You can set your time limits in it. There's a, it's a computer run design. You can actually see where your knee is in space, and it gives you the results immediately. And also, those results can be sent to your doctor in seconds, so that your doctor actually knows how you're doing the same day. So that is, if there appears to be any delay in your rehabilitation, they can pick up on that and see you, or we'll send out someone to check your knee to make sure you're doing everything correctly.
Is there a difficulty with patients doing their own this type of care? Because, you know, nobody wants pain, but there is going to be some discomfort in this because you are trying to stretch things back out and get things to the full range of motion, and it isn't always the most comfortable. You don't want agonizing pain to do more damage, but there is going to be some discomfort probably, I would think.
Well, that's a very good question. The whole design of this implant is that you work at 1 pound less than your pain level. So when you get on that machine and you move your leg, it will tell you how many pounds pressure there is. And once you start to feel some discomfort, we'll say 12 pounds, then you simply punch in a pound under, 11 pounds, and you can also punch in what motion you want to achieve. And that will keep you at that under that 1 pound, where you know 1 pound less, so you don't get the discomfort. And this is something that a therapist has. It's a very delicate thing between pushing just enough or too much where it hurts. So with this machine, you can guarantee that you're going to be working under your pain level, and then you cycle for about 5 or 6, 7 times. And as you feel comfortable with that, then you can increase this in 1 pound increments and keep repeating the cycling.
Okay. Yeah. Is this, you know, the machines that they, when you're in the hospital, I had somebody I know who had a knee replacement, and they had a machine that was mechanically doing some motion to keep it going. Are you doing the motion with the X10, or is the machine doing the motion?
The machine is doing the motion.
Okay.
Good. But at the terminal extension, we also have the ability to have you tighten your muscles and build up your quadriceps at the same time.
Because you don't want to tear anything you just had surgically corrected, but you do need to keep it moving.
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay. Does this increase the timeliness of your recovery? Do you get your range of motion back?
It's dramatic, and now I'll show you with some examples of patients. Again, remember, the first 2 to 4 weeks following surgery will affect the rest of your life. If you don't get your motion in that 2 to 4 week period of time, then you're going to have a stiff leg basically for the rest of your life. And there are limitations. Let me tell you about a couple of patients. The first is a nurse who waited too long for her surgery. She had both knees were bad, but in the one knee, she had lost a lot of motion. She could only bend it 70 degrees. That means she couldn't even get to a right angle. And we all know that if you don't have much motion in the first place, it's very difficult to get more motion afterwards. In addition, she could not straighten either knee, and she lacked 15 degrees from getting it straight. And she started on the third day, did this 3 times a day for 3 weeks, and in that bad knee, she came out to full extension and had 105 degrees of flexion. She basically doubled her knee motion, and for the first time in 17 years, at 3 weeks after her surgery, she was able to ride a bicycle, and she was able to go up and down stairs in normal fashion. Then we did her other knee, which had 110 degrees, so that's more like a normal knee. And within 7 days, she got to 130 degrees of bend. So that gives you an idea how well you can do. Now, this nurse had a normal body build, but this machine also helps those who are heavy. And I want to give you an example of a minister who weighed 315 pounds, and he was on the machine for 3 weeks, and we have motion pictures 21 days after surgery. He's walking without a cane, without a limp. He had full extension, and he had 115 degrees of bend in that knee by 3 weeks. In fact, when we wanted to take him out to lunch, he said, no, let him drive, and so he took us in his truck. There's a lady up in northern Michigan who had surgery, and she had the X10 delivered to her home. She never saw a therapist, and she started again on the second day, doing this three times a day, and within 3 weeks, she had 130 degrees of bend. Well, actually 24 days, she had 130 degrees of bend. And the case that, and then she went to therapy, and they put her on a machine, and they said, you're doing so well, there's nothing more we can do to help you. So the point here is that in many cases, you'll do so well with the X10, you won't have to go to additional physical therapy later. And I think this last case is really significant. It's a 66-year-old male. He had advanced Parkinson's disease, and so you know that makes the knee extra stiff. He had a 10-degree flexion contracture, and he could only bend it to 90. His wife was a physical therapist, so he was lucky he had her there every day to help him. And he started on a machine, and by 3 weeks, he had achieved full extension, and he got 130 degrees of bend. And we have pictures of him riding. So that's what with the X10.
Okay, and is it really then up to the patient to go make sure you go through with all the hurdles you need to do to get back into shape? I mean, everybody, you know, blames their doctors, but to a certain extent, the patient has to take some credit on their own and do the therapy and the exercising.
Well, you can't blame either in the old situation because we never had a mechanism of getting your motion quickly and starting early and be free of any major discomfort. And that is what the revolution is. Remember when total hip replacement came out, and I trained with the man who invented total hip replacement over in England. Total hip replacement was a revolution in the treatment of hip disease. And to me, from what I've seen, I'm 74 years old now. I've had a lot of experience. I've done over 8,000 knees. The X10 is a revolution in therapy for the knee.
Okay. Are all knee replacements similar? I mean, do sometimes you have to take more than the next time? I'm thinking like maybe the kneecap or something. If you have arthritis and it's disfigured, you might have to change that too. Is a knee replacement a knee replacement a knee replacement, or does it vary with each patient?
Well, sometimes they'll do what you call a unicompartment knee. That's where they may only replace half the knee. Usually they'll put in a full knee replacement and also resurface the kneecap. Sometimes they'll put a full knee in and maybe not resurface the kneecap. And then there's occasionally a time when they will just do the kneecap alone, and then they'll have a little articulating metal part So basically, you're not doing anything more than working on the kneecap and its articulating surface. But some people, sometimes on the X10, there will be people that have to go slower. We recognize that, and so it may take them more time. But the main point is that they're always working at a level that's below their pain level.
Do we actually just wear out the knee, or is there usually some disease involved, arthritis, or the cushioning factor in there is deteriorating, that type of thing? Is there usually a reason and not just general wear and tear?
Well, there's a couple of things. Rheumatoid arthritis, of course, is a disease, but osteoarthritis is what you call the wear and tear, but there are genetic things that cause arthritis in the knee also. So, you will see osteoarthritis more often in certain members, of families, certain families. But then you can also damage it in sports or overuse. Or damaging a meniscus in your knee, and then that leads to arthritis. So there's many ways that arthritis develops.
It could just be you're a heavy person and you've used it very much.
That's a very good question. Yes, definitely. Heavy people have a predisposition to having knee arthritis.
No doubt about it. Does it usually stop in just one joint, or does after you get the knees done, are you going to have to look at the hips next?
Well, that depends. Some people just get their arthritis in the knees and they don't have it in their hips or in their ankles, but others will have. I've had patients that have had two total hips and two total knees. In my own case, I've had two total knees, and my ankles are bad. And, in fact, I have to have two total shoulders.
So. You're getting up to being the $6 million man, you know.
Well, that's right. But it just runs in our family. It's all from my mother's side of the family.
Okay.
My brother has to have total shoulders also.
And how long have we been doing this type of replacements? Is this like decades old? Is it a very generally accepted and well researched type of surgery to do? And your efforts are in the post surgery.
Well, total hip replacement started in this country in 1969. The first hip was done at Mayo Clinic, and John Charnley, the inventor, actually was working on total hips in 1959 and finally had it down to where he was happy with it in 1962. And it was because of him, and he was good friends with Mark Coventry of Mayo Clinic. And so he instructed Coventry how to do it and gave him the instruments. And so they did the first one in this country in March of 1969. Knees came later. But we've had knees now, good knees out since 1973-74, and they've progressed. They've become better and better from an engineering point of view, as well as with the materials.
That's important.
With the X10, this is new. This is really new. It's only been in use for a couple of years, and we've applied to Medicare for a code. We have a code for Michigan, and but it's been very effective, and I think that you'll see it will become the real method of rehabilitation in the future throughout the nation, and we hope in the entire world.
And you were mentioning, the materials, they've come a long way. And also, I believe the pre-surgery has come a long way with imaging to know the part is going to fit just right and that it's, all of these factors. leaves less question when doctors go in to do these types of replacements as to what they're going to find.
Well, you're right. Those have been significant. I don't know that we needed them all the time, but I guess they're helpful. I think the most important thing is the pain control after surgery while you're in the hospital. It is amazing that patients can be done and leave in 23 hours if their overall health is good. And then they can start their X10 on the second or third day.
This is a very kind of invasive type of surgery. There will be pain afterwards, I assume. I mean, this is no walk in the park.
Yeah, they're on pain pills, but the point here is that if you try to start really bending your knee in day three, even with the pain pills, it really hurts. But if you work at it just under your pain level and then keep progressing as you're pumping out the fluid in the knee and the tissue around the knee, that's what becomes scar tissue after about 3 or 4 weeks. So that's the effective thing, is you're able to pump that fluid out and prevent the scar tissue from forming. And that's why you have to start early. But you're doing that in such a manner that you're not really having much discomfort. I won't say you're totally free of discomfort, but it is not much at all.
And does the X10 keep your leg in alignment so that you're in proper form when you're doing therapy? The therapist always wants you to be in proper form because you shouldn't just be flailing around. You need to be controlling, the motion itself.
Absolutely. It tracks, from full extension to flexion to full extension in a concise manner. There's no flopping around whatsoever.
It's because you want to be secure and you want to make sure the motion you're doing is the type you really need.
Yes, and it also records this motion, and it's accurate to within 1 to 2 degrees. So if it tells you have 130 degrees, you can count on that being accurate.
Okay. Now, again, you're coming to Verona Hills on Monday the 28th or 29th?
At 9 a.m., yes.
At 9 a.m. And do people need to bring anything other than themselves? Do they need to, any x-rays or anything to show you what they're going to be doing, or nothing like that?
No, they don't have to do that, but I imagine here's where I think that you can just call to the country club and tell them you'll be there on Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that it's absolutely necessary that you call. If you show up, we'll be happy to see you.
Okay, and it starts at 9 o'clock, and about how long do you think the presentation's going to be?
Well, we can be there as long as possible.
Ah, okay.
As long as necessary, we'll be there.
Are you going to actually have the machine there to show it and demonstrate it?
I believe we are. that's my impression, that the machine will be there, hopefully. If not, I think it's very important for them to see that, so I'm sure it's going to be there.
And is it a large, bulky thing, or because sometimes people don't have a lot of room in their houses?
No, it isn't that bulky. In fact, it can be sent by FedEx or UPS. I think it weighs 70 or 80 pounds. It's on wheels, and it can be tilted and rolled around, and it's not more than probably 20 inches wide, the actual machine, and then we have a special chair, of course, that's wider because you have to be able to have a chair that fits all patients.
Well, and again, to get proper posture to do the treatment right.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that it could send info to your doctor. Do you need internet connection for this, or does it do it by phone, or does it just give you a record to give the doctor?
I believe it works by now. Now you're out of my ballpark, but I believe it's through internet connections or Wi-Fi.
Because, you know, if you're going to get them to them that quick, they're going to have to be able to either log in or get, like, an email about it to show what you've done.
Yeah, they get email. I think that's the way. See, we've had engineers working on the computer side of this machine, and I don't know a whole lot about stuff like that, but I do know that can go to the doctor or his nurse, and they can get those records every day. Virtually at the same time the patient's on the machine. And that's very important because in the old days, you would release, in my practice, we'd release the patient, and they had good surgery, especially on the table. They had excellent results, and then they were in the hospital for a certain number of days, and then you would lose control of what was going on. In many instances, I didn't even know who their therapist was, because I had many patients from all around the state of Ohio or West Virginia. But with this now, the doctor is going to know immediately what's going on.
Okay. Well, again, you're going to be there next Monday. You're looking for as many people to come out as can do, and you don't have to have the surgery yet. If you're thinking of the surgery or need to get it, This is get your ducks in line before all of this takes place, so the machine can be there waiting for you, I imagine.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So I do appreciate you taking time with us today. I do hope you get a good turnout, and hopefully people will get back on their feet and have a better quality of life after the surgery.
Well, thank you very much. We certainly appreciate the opportunity to be on your radio station.
Thank you much, and good luck come Monday.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our guest today on the program has been Dr. David Halley. He is an orthopedic surgeon. He's going to be in Bad Axe Monday, September the 28th, Verona Hills Country Club, 9 a.m. They have a free breakfast, and you can see that X10 machine helps you with the therapy after you've had the knee replacement surgery to get a better range of motion and a quicker recovery as well. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.